Simon & Schuster Audio presents With Nails, The Film Diaries, written and read by Richard E. Grant. When With Nails was re-released in paperback, my great friend Steve Martin very generously agreed to write an introduction. Here it is voiced by a willing sound-alike actor.
Between 1995 and 2000, Reg, Richard E. Grant, and I communicated by fax, yes, fax, after becoming friends when we worked together on the film L.A. Story. Reg's faxes to me were composed on a typewriter set with wide margins, jammed up with no spaces between sentences and paragraphs, and very selective capitalization. When viewed from a distance, a single page looked like it had been overtaken by an army of disorderly ants. I kept these faxes, which grew to a stack over 2 inches thick, because they entertained me, and because I thought they were valuable aesthetic chunks from a screeching mind, a stream of consciousness faucet spewing sentences sometimes a mile long, without rewriting and bearing just the right amount of acid and alkaline. Here is his description of the director Stephen Polyakov, transcribed keystroke for keystroke.
He is a miniature clone of Stanley Kubrick in the looks department, that is, no chin, pubic beard, scrawling everywhere, fat and sloshy lower lip, huge eyes and poodle-curly tousled hair, all of which is untidily held together in a cardigan, collapsed tweed jacket and fucked corduroy pants, above his flat-footed, scuffed brogues. A walking, unmade bed, who slurps coffee, scratches his ass mid-conversation with the conviction of someone expecting a tooth to be coming through down below, dribbles, gurgles, and relocates bits of his fast-eaten lunch in the lower sections of the beard, is knock-kneed, a few inches higher than 5 feet, compulsively says, OK, all right then, OK, all right then, OK, all right then, whilst circling around his own thoughts, all the time twiddling a straw in the left hand, like a miniature helicopter in full flight, and has even called action before the boom is even dangling or actors fully assembled. Yet, he is so passionate about his words, characters, situations, so opinionated about everything, informed and intellectually ferocious, that you cannot dislike the little dweezil.
The downside of rereading all of Richard's effervescent faxes to me was rediscovering a computer file that contained all of my letters and faxes to him.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?